Presenting Notes from Your Soldier's Notebook. The Sixth Service Command presents Notes from Your Soldier's Notebook, a series of programs about your soldiers in the camps and hospitals of Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan. In the past, we have thumbed through our notebook to find entries that were written days, weeks, and even months ago. But today, we're going to make some new entries ourselves. We're going on a trip to Battle Creek, Michigan, home of Percy Jones General and Convalescent Hospital, where we'll be the guests of Brigadier General Joseph E. Bastion. So, come on, climb aboard, and we'll be off.
Battle Creek, all out for Battle Creek.
So this
is my battle. Yes, ma'am. Can I help you off with it? Very good, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Percy Jones Hospital, Battle Creek, Michigan. Looks sort of familiar. Say, soldier.
Yeah, Sergeant.
Say, this used to be the world-famous Battle Creek Sanitarium, didn't it?
You bet it did, Sarge. But this isn't all of it. Percy Jones now uses a large number of barracks and area at Fort Custer. It also includes the summer estate at Gull Lake that W.K. Kellogg gave to the Army.
Say, that's a lot of territory.
Sure, it's a lot, but we need it. You know, thousands of GIs from battlefronts all over the world come here for treatment and rest. This is a big place.
I can certainly believe that.
I'll tell you something else, too, Sarge. More than half the boys here in the hospital proper are amputation cases, but those guys are going to walk again and use their hands and arms again. And it's our job here to do everything in our power to see that they do.
Say, Red, where's that music coming from?
The hospital theater. Some of the patients are having a little get-together this afternoon. Want to stop in?
Oh, we certainly do. said a few fellows were having a little get-together. Why, there must be a couple of hundred men sitting here listening to that band. Incidentally, who are they?
That's Chief Warrant Officer Arnold W. Scott in the 347th Armed Service Forces Band.
Well, who's that fellow coming up to the microphone now?
Oh, that's Corporal Jerry Campbell. He's the MC for these get-togethers. Looks like he's going to announce the next number.
Fellas, we have a young pianist on our show today. All of you like the way he plays the piano on the wards for you several times each week. Give a listen now as he plays Cole Porter's Begin the Begin, Sergeant Ed Flora.
Hey, you see that star coming down the aisle? That's General Bastion, our commanding general. General Bastion, sir, this group is here to visit Percy Jones and see what we're trying to do. Would you answer some questions for them, sir?
I'll be glad to. What would you like to know?
Well, sir, this place is so impressive, there are hundreds of things we'd like to ask you, but I'm afraid time won't permit it, so we'll confine our questions to amputees. Would you mind telling us what you're doing for these men?
These men may have lost an arm or leg, but otherwise they are entirely sound. So the first thing we do is to make them feel like the healthy, normal men they are.
Well, how do you do this, General?
We have a planned program that gives them, our men, a mental and physical lift and also helps them in their recovery.
What does this program consist of, General?
It has many phases. There are the physical reconditioning and the mental reconditioning programs. But most important to these men is the mental reconditioning. This consists of planned study, and the courses range from business management to blueprint reading. It helps them prepare for their future jobs.
You speak of keeping their minds active, General. What about the physical activity of these men?
We have a bodybuilding program under trained instructors, which starts as soon as the patient is able to take part in it. This program, we have found, serves to keep the men in excellent physical condition.
It must be very difficult for the amputee to adjust himself at first, isn't it, General?
Yes, it takes plenty of determination, patience, and practice to learn to use artificial limbs. But with the help of skilled personnel, they are soon in the swing of things.
I noticed a dance scheduled on the bulletin board when I came in. Do these men really come to the dances, General?
They certainly do. They're a little self-conscious and awkward at first, but after a few dances, this disappears and they find themselves enjoying the dances as much as they ever did.
Well, sir, since most of the men who are amputees will be returned to civilian life as soon as they've received maximum hospitalization, what preparation is made for this while they are still in the hospital?
What he will do in civilian life is the foremost thought of the amputee. With this in mind, counseling services are provided to advise and help them select their civilian occupation. Arrangements can be made for study while they are undergoing treatment in the hospital.
Well, General, it seems to me that these men are certainly getting ready to take their places in society as really useful citizens when they leave here.
Yes, they are. All these men want is a chance to live their lives like any other citizen. They don't want sympathy. They have received this very, very best medical care in the world, and the best help any of us can give them is to treat them as the normal persons they are.
Thank you very much, General Baskin.
I hope to have given you some information. Would you like to hear more of our afternoon program?
We certainly would, sir.
Fellas, we have a new singer here at Percy Jones. He is Corporal Johnny Savage. Johnny, who did a lot of singing before coming into the Army, hails from Pennsylvania. Here he is to provide us with a few pleasant moments as he sings that popular hit tune of the day, I Dream of You.
I dream of you more than you dream I do. How can I prove to you this love is real? You're mean to me more than you mean to be. You just can't seem to see the way I feel. When I am close to you, the world is far away. The words that fill my heart, my lips can't seem to say. I want you so, more than you'll ever know, more than you dream I do. I dream of you.
And so we leave Percy Jones with some new notes in your soldier's notebook. The first in a series of four we will make on the Army General Hospitals in the Sixth Service Command. We close our notebook until next week, when the Sixth Service Command will again present Notes from Your Soldier's Notebook. Your announcer is Sergeant Boris Avalon.